We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On the line with us from ESPN, a true NBA draft sage, Jonathan Givody. Hi, Jonathan. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Jonathan, we are dazzled by your ability to look at kids and know what's wrong. How much of what Ben Simmons is doing today is a surprise to you, given what you wrote about him 5 years ago before the draft?
None of it. This has always been who Ben Simmons is. I started watching him when he was 15 years old, and this is what's been followed him. And I think that, you know, we kind of swept this under the rug. This is what we do. We focus on the highlights and the glitz and the glamour, and to an extent, this is our fault because we told Ben Simmons that winning doesn't matter. And unfortunately, at some point, this is always going to catch up to you, and it did. And, I mean, he told us in his own words. He just wants to go somewhere where it's everything's about him, and he can make mistakes, and all the mistakes will be swept under the rug, and this is what we're seeing now.
So, Jonathan, when he ended up in a city that is as discriminating, as tough on their athletes as we are in Philly, did you right away go, uh-oh, that's not a good fit?
I think this would have been the issue anywhere he's gone, because at some point you need to win basketball games. I mean, that's what we're all in this business for, and that's what gets you – you know, the real fame that he's been seeking. And so, unfortunately, it always had to happen under his circumstances, and if that doesn't work that way. And so this caught up to him. I blame the Sixers to an extent, because I do think that the fact that he wasn't held accountable for, you know, being this way is really what they're showing today.
All right, so when you say not committed enough to winning, so when he's in a game 7 in the playoffs and he's got a dunk unmolested under the basket and won't take it for fear of having to go to the free throw line, does that underscore your – you never thought it was that bad, did you, Jonathan, where the guy would be more concerned about himself in that moment than a key game for his team that was the whole season?
Yeah, I mean, that was shocking. You know, you hear the reports about, you know, everything needs to center around him, and, you know, he's not going to pass the ball unless he gets an assist, and, you know, and he'll never shoot because he's afraid to miss. But to see it all add up to a playoff game at that extent, I never thought it would come to that. That really was a shocking moment for me.
All right, Jonathan. To try to get people who are listening right now to understand what we're dealing with here, could you describe for us how the Australian teammates of Ben Simmons felt about him when he was playing with them in high school? What was it like back then?
Well, they, you know, Australians are very different than Americans. It's all about the team. There's a humility there. You're not supposed to talk about yourself, you know. I mean, they have this thing called tall poppy syndrome. And so he was always an outsider, but I think that coming to America is really what exacerbated the situation. And, you know, he was taught that, you know, winning doesn't matter here, because he would go into games and people would just clip up the highlights, and they would, if he lost, it didn't matter. And so, you know, and that's our system here, and it's getting worse and worse, unfortunately. And so I think that had he stayed in Australia and gone through the draft process there, I think things would have turned out a little bit different for him.
Hey, Jonathan, here's the other part. Your report is brilliant. Somehow we got to put the whole thing out so people can read how perceptive this was
5 years ago,
before he ever got here. Jonathan, stats. How big has stats been in Ben Simmons' way of thinking? Like triple-double, stuff like that. Is that a big deal to him?
Well, what's important to him is fame and looking cool. I mean, that's what he's seeking. And, yeah, stats is that's what gets you noticed. And, you know, in the NBA regular season, that's what gets you on SportsCenter. You know, I mean, they very rarely mention that you won or lost the game, you know, at the end of your highlight reel or your YouTube video or whatever, you know, minute-long thing they clip up on Twitter or Instagram or, you know, any of those workouts that you saw in the summer where he's draining threes. They never mention at the end, did his team win or lose the pickup game, you know? So I think that's what, you know, I mean, we've taught him that that's what matters. And that's how he's behaving now. So, you know, to an extent, this is on us, too.
I got to play one more thing for you here, Jonathan, because this was all done under the reign here of Brian Colangelo and his social media wife, Barbara Bottini. All right? And I just want you to hear this, because when they drafted him, clearly they're ignoring what you knew about this kid. I want you to hear what he said and then tell me if it sounds true now, as he justified using with the number one pick in that draft, Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons, the number one pick in the draft, truly a player with special and unique talents. He's established himself as arguably the top pick in the draft, and thus we made that decision. We did our homework. We did all the work that's necessary to make the right decision, and without question, we feel that Ben Simmons, you know, fills a big void on our team.
Jonathan. They did their homework? Their homework should have been reading stuff like you were writing, shouldn't it? This was common knowledge that he had these attitude problems. He didn't care about winning. He was a stat nut. None of this was available to Brian Colangelo before he wasted this pick?
They were aware of all of this, but they thought that they could fix it. I mean, that's NBA teams. I mean, that's what they do. They say, well, a guy can't shoot, we'll teach him how to shoot. If a guy doesn't play defense, we'll teach him how to play defense. And often, they're right. The problem is that the 2016 NBA draft was incredibly weak. If you look back at it now, who really should they have picked? It was, you know, Jaylen Brown or Jamal Murray. And in hindsight, you really could not have taken either of those guys with the number one pick. So, you know, what should they have done? Probably they should have but it's, you know, it's hard. The NBA draft is really, really hard. And so, again, I don't blame them for drafting him. I blame them for not holding him accountable once he got there, never forcing him to shoot, and, you know, and never putting him on the bench when he acted the way that he did, like a prima donna. That's what I blame them more than actually
Jonathan,
drafting him.
You're right on. They did this with a guy with those problems, and then they took a family friend, a man who was totally corrected with Ben's father, Brett Brown, and said, here, coddle the kid. And they thought somehow he would turn out better that way. That's the real flaw. Maybe they did make the right pick, but they didn't groom him. They didn't develop him with a guy that was going to basically enable him to do whatever he wanted. Isn't that the way you're seeing it?
100%. And they had an entire year. He sat out his whole rookie season. That's the time where you fix his shot, where you say, hey, let's experiment with shooting with the other hand. Let's work on your game. And unfortunately, they didn't. And now the Philadelphia 76ers are in the situation they are today.
Jonathan, I want you to – I don't know. You've probably heard this before. In my eyes, you're a genius. All right? And we're going to post what he wrote.
We are posting the original thing
Jonathan,
that Jonathan wrote 5 years ago.
You're a genius. You are amazing at the job that you do, and you had him write 5 years ago. I thank you for coming on with us today.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Jonathan Givony, an American genius.
I couldn't believe it when I read it.
No, it's so – you read it, you go, my God, they so, – no, none of it.
Al, I saw the quick
none
blurb.
Of it.
Somebody had posted just the blurb of it, and I said, oh, well, let me go on and read the whole scouting report. I almost fell out of my chair.
Brian Colangelo is like a rash that keeps coming back. Wow. Just when you think you got rid of it, you put a lot of lotion on it and stuff, it flared up the next week. You can't get that guy made mistakes that will take 10 to 15 years to overcome.
You know what light bulb went over my head when, when Jonathan was speaking? That Ben Simmons was the perfect fit for the process.
Yeah.
Because winning is never important.
Apparently not.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.